Item number 20, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting notification of projected revenue deficits in 2013 and 2014. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I guess I'll address this issue, being that the current director is brand new to the position. Basically, in 2013, the budget included about $158,000 in revenue under the assumption that CBDP could charge capital projects for their work. Subsequently, in 2014, the request was for about $193,000. That was whittled down to about $181,000 in the adopted budget. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, some work has been done that determines that CBDP may not be able to charge to the level envisioned for the capital projects. So there will be a deficit in 2013 and also a deficit in 2014. And this item will be corrected in the 2015 budget.
Could you just identify yourself for the record for those people listening?
My name is Rick Norris. I'm the new director.
Mr. Fudge, how do you explain this problem? I mean, where does the buck stop?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, it was an idea crafted during the 2013 budget process. So by the then director of CBDP and the folks in our budget office who had responsibility for this. It was included, as I mentioned, in the 2014 request by the manager at the time to meet their to be included in their 2014 budget. So our office basically continued that process based on our communications with them, and then it's kind of subsequently come to light that this may not be achievable, and so it's something that will have to be dealt with and will definitely be dealt with in 2015.
So if I'm understanding this, Dr. Anthony may have recommended this to Director Tyler, and then it was put in the budget based on Dr. Anthony's expertise, and then that's how it came about?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe Dr. Anthony would have had a role in this, but I do believe, based on the timing, that the request being due last June, it may have also been the previous, even prior to Mr. Anthony.
Nelson Silva.
Yes.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm trying to understand this correctly. The $158,000 number from 2013 and the $181,000 from 2014 completely will not be met at all, as if none of that can be recouped?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, Vince Masterson from my office can provide a little more detail on that.
Okay.
Chairman and Supervisors, thank you. Vince Masterson, Performance Strategy and Budget. As directed in the 2013 adopted budget, CBDP was to develop methodology and determine projects to cross-charge to capital, and the Comptroller's Office was to sign off on that methodology. During the course of 2013, we began this in 2013, working with the county's bond council. One of the main issues that we had was that CBDP could only work on projects with signed and executed contracts. So that significantly narrowed the number of projects that staff could work on. So that was really the main issue, I think, with coming in under budget and having the revenue deficit. The other issue is that we had to establish a budget authority for these projects to be charged to in capital. So a fund transfer was done in June. Originally, CBDP in the budget was to be begin charging capital projects April 1st, so you essentially lost a month that they could be charging the projects to. One other issue was the budget had three positions assumed to be charging to the projects. What was actually being charged are the staff that could be working on these projects, because they also have other duties that they have to perform, was about one to two people at any given time. As we were going through this process and establishing the criteria and the projects that could be worked on, we're going through this, and as the numbers were consolidated for revenue, that was done in November or December of 13. So by the time we had an idea of what the true revenue deficit was, we were at year end. Now that leads into 2014. Why didn't we adjust the revenue number for that? It's because we didn't really know until late this year what that real revenue deficit was going to be. So for 14, some of the items, and I believe this is brought up at agenda set, some of the issues or things that we're going to CVDP and DAS Fiscal will work on with Mr. Norris is we've already got an established number of capital projects via the fund transfer from last year, so they're already working on those projects. So they've got some projects that they can already work on. The 2014 budget assumed that four staff would be working. Now that they have a better understanding of what projects can be worked on, it's my understanding that they're going to be putting up to two more staff working on these projects, so you can draw down a little bit more. And then we'll work with CBDP to look at this revenue monthly to kind of get an idea of how much that revenue deficit is going to be. They originally budgeted $181,000 for this revenue. It's likely that they're not going to obviously achieve that amount, but we're going to be working with them to mitigate that as much as possible. For 2015 budget, this is something that we'll address in that budget to take care of that issue.
Thank you, Mr. Masterson. And maybe, Mr. Chair, this is one that could have gone to another committee like ECD, but we could have had a more in-depth discussion, as we're just one of the committees that work directly with community development business partners as well as maybe transportation. But my other question is comparing this to previous years and learning that trend. I don't need that answer now, but it would be good to have that information. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, this is an informational report. I would have no objection to it going to ECD so they could hear it if they wanted to and have a more in-depth discussion if somebody wanted to make that motion.
Yeah, I'll motion for it to go to ECD. Refer.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Yeah. Thank you. I do understand this is budgetary, but I was trying to translate what you were saying there, and I'm going to maybe just ask some questions to see if I was translating correctly. First of all, let's welcome Mr. Norris. My feelings are a little bit hurt that you didn't get to the ECD committee, but I understand the problem. Mr. Norris has been brought in as our new CBDG director, and maybe you could just real briefly tell the committee your background. I was fairly impressed by it when I met you, and I don't know that too many of you have met Mr. Norris, so just real briefly give us a thumbnail resume.
Sure, I'll try to give you the 30-second elevator speech and not to bore you in the process, but in my 36 years, I've been a professional engineer in many areas. I work for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewers District as Director of Technical Services, the City of Milwaukee, and I work for a number of consulting firms throughout the country. My last stint, I worked for one of the largest minority engineering firms in the country, doing a lot of work for the Department of Defense in Japan. I've always had a passion for business. When I had my own company for 19 years, Norris and Associates here in Milwaukee County gave me my first contract on Miller Park, and that's come full circle now. And so I've been blessed to work on a lot of projects for Milwaukee County, and so I bring to this position that experience in private business, both in the private sector and public sector, owning my own business, And knowing what it takes for businesses like my former self to get through this process, and my vision is to increase our capacity of our clients, and I'm calling our clients to be firms, to not only just be subs, but also key primes as well.
Thank you. And don't forget to say you're a graduate of Marquette University.
Oh, yeah, I'm a graduate of Marquette University and went to Brown Street School.
Yes. two connections to there. Thank you. I'm sorry Supervisor Stamper is not here to meet you as well, because I know he had some concerns with some things, but I'm sure you'll be working with us on that. Now, back to this. If I'm understanding this correctly, because the county executive removed our former ECD director, there's no one here to sign off on contracts, and therefore we weren't able to get the capital.
Chairman, supervisors,
incorrect?
No.
Could you more carefully explain just exactly why the capital projects couldn't be? We do the same thing with
sure.
engineering, et cetera, correct?
Well, I'll attempt to clarify. When we spoke with our county's bond council and said, basically, hey, there's some DBE related work on these capital projects that we would like to charge to. We want to make sure that we're not running afoul of any U.S. Treasury regulations or Wisconsin state statutes that are applicable, which there are many. So their advice to us and suggestion was, make sure that you have signed and executed contracts for either any design work or any construction work related to these capital projects before you do your DBE work. Now, to back up, I'll backtrack a little bit. There is a lot of DBE work that's done prior to the contracts being signed and executed. I think, and I'm just going off an assumption, is that when this was first developed in 13, the assumption was probably, hey, those are also charges that DBE can charge to the capital project, all that work prior to the signed contracts. That ended up not being the case. So when you only do that work that's after the project is signed or the contract is signed, that significantly narrows the amount of work that CBDP staff can then charge to or works on. So that was one of the main elements, and that was something that I don't believe was taken into account when this was first put in the 2013
so
budget.
Had we always been doing it wrong previously?
No, you haven't been. This is the first time we've really added a cross charge in the actual capital budget. We haven't done that before for CBDP.
So this was a new policy established by the county executive.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it was a new policy established by the 2013 adopted budget.
Proposed in that budget.
Yeah.
All right. We can do this more in ECD.
Right.
So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Didn't want to spoil your hearing.
Right.
So we have a motion to refer this to the ECD committee. Would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer item number 20 to the Committee on Economic and Community Development prevails.
Okay. Item 21.